Throughout our lives, there are seasons that unfold with unexpected grace, where the Father, Son, and Spirit gently surprise us amid the ordinary rhythms of life. After the sending of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost, we enter the season of ordinary time, where in our everyday lives, we become more aware of how the Spirit is moving and building the church. Ordinary time is not merely a period marked by routine, but a time to be attentive to the call of discipleship and disciple making. We are joining Jesus in building the church, participating in the ongoing work of redemption and restoration. As we journey ordinary time, we are invited to embrace the wonder of being surprised by the grace extended to us each day as we join Jesus in ministry. It is a time of heightened awareness where the mundane becomes infused with divine purpose and meaning. In the simplicity of our routines, we discover opportunities for discipleship and growth. Whether it's worshiping together, serving our neighbors, or being present in our church communities, each moment becomes an invitation to participate in the ongoing work of the triune God. Ordinary time is not a period of stagnation, but a season of dynamic movement as the Spirit empowers us to join in the mission of building God's kingdom here on earth. It is a time to listen attentively to the whispers of the Spirit, guiding us in our journey of faith and discipleship. Like seeds planted in fertile soil, we are called to cultivate the fruits of the Spirit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. As we nurture these virtues, we participate in the ongoing renewal and transformation of the world around us. And so, as we embrace the sacredness of ordinary time, let us remain open to the surprises of the divine. For in the midst of the everyday, the Father, Son, and Spirit beckon us to join in the eternal dance of love and redemption. In the stillness of this moment, we wait. And as we wait, we hold fast to the promise of new beginnings, ready to unfold in the fullness of time. So, let us take heart, dear friends, for in the sacredness of ordinary time, we find moments of divine encounter. May our hearts be open to the surprising movements of the Spirit as we journey onward, for it is in the midst of the everyday that we are called to discipleship. And passing along by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed him.